Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio family. This is Leslie Gist. I'm the host of the Antique E Show. Today we have a very exciting show. I think you'll enjoy it, especially you gospel music lovers. We will be presenting Emzuri as she presents the Fannie Lou Hamer story. Fannie Lou Hamer was an activist in the 1960s. And Miss Emzuri, pronounced Emzuri, she has put together a fantastic show to teach her audience about Fannie Lou Hamer. She intertwines gospel music with history and with just information. So I'm so pleased to be able to present you, Miss Fannie Lou Hamer, through the voice of Emzuri. So if you have any questions, please feel free to use the chat line, or you can even call in at 347-324-5552. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Tumbling down. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
www.emzurisings.com. Fannie Lou Hamer was a sharecropper out of the state of Mississippi, and in the early 1960s, she discovered voting through SNCC, which is the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And Mrs. Hamer was beaten almost to death, along with eight other people, for registering blacks to vote in the 60s, in the turbulent 60s, and she got to tell her story to the 1964 Democratic Convention, and it was amazing how Fannie Lou Hamer told this story, how she was brutally beaten by two young men under the auspices of the Mississippi Police. And from there on, Fannie Lou Hamer started pig farms, and she Head Start came to Mississippi as a result of all of this attention being given to Mississippi, because, you know, back in those days, America was over in Vietnam fighting for democracy. And what happened was, when Mrs. Hamer told her story to the Credentials Committee, it was captured and it went all over the world. So they had to pass the Voters' Rights Act in 1965. And I give Fannie Lou Hamer credit for that happening. My friend Bill Noble had her on his TV show on Like It Is. And no, I did not know of Fannie Lou Hamer in school, unfortunately. I had no idea who this woman is. And that's why I have dedicated my life, the rest of my life, to getting Fannie Lou Hamer's name out there through my work. And I recently wrote a short piece on Sojourner Truth. And I'm also currently working on another piece on Mahalia Jackson. I will be performing tomorrow afternoon at Lincoln Gardens, First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens. That's Reverend Sorey's church, 70 Somerset Street in Somerset. And that's 3 p.m. sharp, and there is no charge. It's www.imzurisings.com. Fannie Lou Hamer's story, how she started picking cotton at 6 years old, and before she knew it, she was the person who was the, I would say she was the timekeeper. She would be the one who everybody reported how much cotton they had picked, so she became a very important figure in the community because everybody would come to Fannie Lou Hamer if they needed clothes or food because people knew her because she was the one that kept the book, so to speak. So when SNCC came to Mississippi and these people found out they were being denied the right to vote, Mrs. Hamer got involved, and her and her husband, were, their lives were threatened. They were kicked off the plantation, W.D. Marlowe plantation. But I don't want to tell too much because I want people to come out and see it tomorrow and to support the show. think that when I tell the story about Fannie Lou Hamer that I'm talking about slavery, but I'm talking about the 1960s, believe it or not. Yes, the SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, was basically a lot of college students who came together, and they really brought down segregation in America because they would go and sit. They would have sit-ins at lunch counters. They were spit on. They were beat. And they were young people, you know, contrast to what we have today, the young people on college campuses. When I go on college campuses to perform my show, a lot of times no one shows up. I have five people in the audience, whereas in the 60s, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, they were really the people who dismantled slavery. I shouldn't say slavery. It wasn't really slavery. It was segregation, but it felt like slavery. So, yes, that's who SNCC was. And SNCC, I have some friends now, they're in their 70s, that were a part of SNCC. And these people are still living. A lot of them are still living. And believe it or not, Marion Barry was in SNCC.
Who's Marion Barry?
Marion Barry is the former mayor of Washington, D.C. But SNCC had all, you know, everybody was in SNCC, you know, and it was a time where people were coming together in their consciousness and saying, you know what, injustice for one is injustice for all. We don't seem to have that same consciousness today, unfortunately. We're in a different time today. I was a little young when that was taking place in the 60s, SNCC, but I do remember Martin Luther King being killed. I was a little girl, and my mom was crying, and I remember asking her why she was crying. I didn't really know the significance of it, but I knew that people were fighting for justice. I felt that. And now you don't feel, I don't feel in the society, I feel like people are just fighting for to make more money. You know what I mean? To fighting to say, oh, I can make $1 million. You know what I mean? It's the consciousness has changed.
All right. What do you think happened in your lifetime to make you so conscientious and so progressive?
Excuse me. My parents, my mom was 36 years older than me, and my father was very, very, I would say what you would, I guess what the word they would use back in those days was militant. As a result of Fannie Lou Hamer's struggle, did get to go and get educated. As a matter of fact, I met a woman who talked to me and who told me from Mississippi, as a result of Fannie Lou Hamer's efforts, because of Head Start, she got her degree. And also Elsie Dorsey, who was a woman who worked in the cotton fields and who picked cotton, who was very uneducated. She is now Dr. Elsie Dorsey, and she's out of Mississippi. So a lot of people benefited by Fannie Lou Hamer's efforts, and I know that she believed in education, but she herself had only gone to the sixth grade.
Well, it sounds like you know a lot about Mississippi. Throughout the course of your research, did it entail or involve you visiting Mississippi?
Yes, I did get to go to Ruleville, and they have on the sign the home of the birthplace of Fannie Lou Hamer. I got to go to her gravesite. I got to meet her granddaughter. Her step-granddaughter, because, you know, Fannie Lou Hamer did not have any children. So I got to meet the mayor of Ruleville, who was a woman, and if I'm not mistaken, who is still the mayor there. Okay, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow, and then you'll get to see the whole show. And, you know, it's really interesting because when you see the show on Fannie Lou Hamer, the Fannie Lou Hamer story, and I'm not saying this braggingly, but I'm saying it because I was blessed with this show through God, gave me the show. People retain it because it's not given in a book form. It's given in the form of music and of like her coming and telling you about her, like her having a conversation with you in the living room.
Okay.
So a lot of this stuff, Leslie, you won't even have to take notes because, trust me, sister, after tomorrow, you're going to remember. You're going to remember a lot of things. And the reason I can say that with such authority is because I was asked to go to a school and perform for some children in Ohio. These children were, as you know, underprivileged. So I was asked to do a show for these particular group who they had handpicked and said these were wonderful kids, that these kids were special. And I did this show, an excerpt of Fannie Lou Hamer. And the following year, I was asked to come back. And do you know one of the kids came backstage? He was about 10 years old. And he said to me, "You left out that part where you said da 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 da," and he quoted me. You know how excited I was?
Yes.
It was a year late. I was so excited. Let me tell you, it warmed my heart. It warmed my heart. I said, "Okay, God, you gave me that gift to let me know that my work is not in vain."
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Blog Talk Family. That was M'Zuri. All songs that you heard on this broadcast were sung by her, except the OJ's two songs. Please go out and support her. She'll be in New Jersey at the Mount Olive Church on September 14th, Saturday, Mount Olive in Hackensack, New Jersey. It was a pleasure working with you and listening to M'Zuri sings her songs and learn about Fannie Lou Hamer. You can also learn more about the website, The Gist of Freedom, at thegistoffreedom.com. Again, I'm Leslie Gist, your host. Thank you very much.